guy, Ryan Lersman. Here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
Go Hawks, 58 points per ball game, and you've gone against Waverly many times in the past when you were a coach at Xavier, and it's a physical team that plays a lot of half court. They don't like to get up and down a whole lot, but they do what they do very well.
Yeah, extremely disciplined. Coach Steggy is one of the top coaches in the state in Class 3A, and one thing you know that they're going to do is they're going to be physical. They're going to guard you hard for 20-25 seconds, so you gotta do everything a little bit harder, whether that's cutting or screening. It's got to be done with more crispness than you even would in just a normal game because of how great they are on the defensive end.
Yeah, Marion has played a bevy of games. This is going to be game number 7. They'll be back at it tomorrow night. They go on the bus and go on the road to Maquoketa.
NBA-type schedule.
It is an NBA-type schedule, and second-year coach Pete Messerly said he's not really unhappy about that. You know, he'd rather play pretty much a normal slate, if you will, instead of having two or three cancellations and then having to play 17 games after the break. He said, I'd much rather go this route.
Makes total sense. You got to get them in while you can. And, you know, 5 games in 9 days for the Indians. It's good for them. That's what the kids want to do. They want to play and compete. And, you know, you get enough time in practice. Practice gets old fast.
There you are. They'd rather play.
They would rather light it up. Yeah.
This Marion team, led by the guards, as you mentioned, Brayson Lauby, the sophomore, started as a freshman a year ago at 17.5 points per ball game, and just an outstanding shooter. Averages 2.3 assists per game as well, but 53% from three-point range, and not quite up to Kaba,
right.
But, you know, still pretty darn good.
It's one of those families, kind of like the Jones family. They're not going to let you back in the house if you don't shoot it at least a 40% clip, and young Brayson shooting it in the low 50s is really impressive. As you alluded to, he's one of the top sophomores, not just in this league, but in the state. Plays AAU for the Iowa Barnstormers, and I know does a great job for them. So, but you can't forget about the senior, Gage Frank. He is, I think, the straw that stirs the drink for the Indians, and he'll be a key component tonight, setting the tone on offense for him, and then obviously on the defensive end with his athleticism and toughness as well.
Yeah, he averages 15.7 a game, but he also pulls down 6 rebounds, and that's going to be a key tonight because Marion's going up against a tall team. 6'7 post, and then 6'3 and the 6'3 guard as well for Waverly Shellrock. And Caleb Burks in the middle, 6'7 and a senior, has put up some good numbers early, 14 points a game, 9 rebounds, but the one that jumps out at you averages almost 7 blocks a game.
That's a good total over like a 2 or 3 week stretch, let alone getting that every night out. Very impressive, 6'7, long arms, a physical presence as well. It's just a typical Waverly team. You know, I know Coach Steggy talking to him before the game. He's really encouraged with this group. Obviously, they're off to a great start, and they were able to get through football season with very few injuries this year. One player of note that they've got back who's got a brother that's a football player at the University of Nebraska is Asa Newsome. He's a talented sophomore as well, good-looking athlete. So he's somebody I know that's getting more and more comfortable with each game that passes, coming back from that ACL.
Yeah, he missed the entire season with that injury last year. And mentioned Burks, and they've got a 3-year starter at the point, and Hogan Hansen, who's, I remember him as a freshman, and he was about, what, 5'10", 5'11",
right.
And now he's 6'3".
He grew up in the Cedar Falls system, and parents moved out, felt like there'd be more opportunities for him at Waverly, and certainly I think they made a great decision. As I mentioned, Waverly's got probably a top 3 program in 3A in the state. Year in and year out, they're always a fixture down at the state tournament. And Marion, in that regard, has had a real good stretch here recently. So this could be the type of game that could be like a state tournament preview.
Yeah, Keith Farmer actually is the young man that leads Waverly Shellrock as far as scoring is concerned at 16 a game. And he's also over 50% from three-point range. And when you got a 6'7 kid, you've got a very good point guard. You can be a three-point shooter that kind of roams that line and find your spot.
Yeah, I think they play inside out through Burks quite a bit, so obviously he'll probably see some double teams tonight. Steggy even thought maybe a triple team at times. Felt like Marion's going to be really concerned with Burks' ability to do damage on the inside, but you're right. You get quality looks off of that, as well as playing with a savvy guard like Hansen.
Yes, and for Marion, we mentioned that Gage Frank needs to have a good game. Marion's got to keep their center out of foul trouble, too. Garrett Wagner, he's a 6'6 senior. Doesn't score a ton, but he does all the little things, and Marion's just not a real big team, so they need to have him in there.
Yeah, they get small pretty quickly when they go to the bench. Bodie Ray is a kid off the bench, about 6'3", 6'4", strong kid. He's probably about their only other big option to be able to bang with Burks down low.
Marion and Waverly Shellrock getting ready to go out of here tonight. Non-conference basketball, and the Indians will have one more shot at it tomorrow night as they will go up to Maquoketa to take on the Cardinals in a WOMAC conference game. Marion enters at 3-3. They've lost their last two games to Solon and Mount Vernon. Solon snuck into the ratings this week at number 10. So Spartans are off to a good start, and Mount Vernon's got the Kuchar kid.
Yeah.
Very, very good. But this week ago tonight, Marion beat Kennedy.
They did, and that win tells you just what this Marion team is capable of. As we have mentioned, you know, they've got young guards, but they've got the senior in Frank and some good role players. This could be a team by the end of the year that nobody's going to want to play in 3A in the Marion Indians.
And when the Indians get warm from the outside and get up and down, this is going to be a tempo game tonight.
Yeah, it really will be a battle of tempo. I know Coach Seggy said transition defense was going to be critical for the Gohawks. And conversely, Coach Meserle wants to get up, get the tempo going, get the break running, and look to get threes in transition, because a lot of times those are, you know, the highest quality looks that you can get is before the defense is set.
Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups in our ball game tonight. First of all, for the Waverly Shellrock Gohawks, they are 5-0 on the season, number 5 rated in the new AP poll that came out today in Class 3A. And they did make one lineup change for this game tonight. They will go with these three guards. It'll be Hogan Hansen. He's a 3-year starter, 6'3", and a junior, 9.8 points per ball game. Also a good rebounder, 8.8 rebounds a game for Hansen. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned, third year as far as the varsity is concerned. The leading scorer also at a guard is number 1, Keaton Farmer. He is a 6'1 junior, 16 points per ball game, just over 4 rebounds, shooting 53% from the field. Also at a guard, it'll be number 10, Elijah Davis. He is a 5'9 senior. He's going to get the start tonight, only averaging a couple points a game. I got to imagine he's probably a defensive player.
Yes.
He might be looking at number 11 tonight.
You're right. You're exactly it. I think you could see him locked up with Lauby early on. And Coach Steggy's always had great role players through the years that he's been there at Waverly. And he loves guys that can guard.
And up front at a forward, it'll be Asa Newsom, 6'3", and a sophomore, number 34. Newsom, 8.4 points, about 4 rebounds a game, shooting 57% from the field. And the center is number 44, Caleb Burks, 6'7", and a senior. Burks, 13.8 points, 9 rebounds, and nearly 7 blocks a game. He's shooting 68% from the field. That's I don't care what level you're
no,
at.
No, it's really good, and obviously he's getting a lot of high percentage close-in looks, and I know they run a lot of sets for him to get him opportunities on the block.
Head coach of the Waverly Shellrock Gohawks is Nate Stege. And now for the Marion Indians, 3-3 on the year for Marion, coming off of back-to-back losses to Solon and Mount Vernon. They will go with their three-guard lineup. Lucas Unson at one guard, the 6-foot senior, number 20, at 5.7 points per ball game. A good three-point shooter, right at 50%. It'll be number 12, Cale Hodges, 6-foot and a junior, 9.8 points per ball game. And Hodges, 30% from beyond the arc. And number 11, Brayson Lauby, 6'1", sophomore. He started as a freshman a year ago. Leads Marion at 17.5 points per ball game, 53% from three-point range, and also 2.5 assists per ball game. At a four, number 21, Gage Frank, 6'1", and a senior, 15.7 points per ball game and six rebounds. And the center, number 40, is Garrett Wagner, 6'6", senior, at 5.8 points and 4.2 boards per game. Head coach of the Marion Indians in his second season is Pete Messerly. Waverly Shell Rock in their traveling black uniforms, gold numbers, and gold lettering, Go Hawks across the front. Marion in the home whites with the red numbers and the red letters trimmed in gold. And right now we get ready to honor America with the national anthem. Anthem here tonight, and I think the tempo is going to be the big thing in this game here, Ryan.
For sure, and it's a lot easier, I think, to try to slow somebody down, and I think you'll see Waverly, like I said, make a concerted effort to get Burks involved early and pound it into him and show some patience and get threes off of kickouts from him. Marion, on the other hand, as we mentioned earlier, they're going to look to push the tempo early, try to get out and run, probably even off made baskets by Waverly. They'll try to get it out quick and push it and see if they can't get some damage done before the Gohawks get their defense set.
Caleb Burke, 6'7", Garrett Wagner, 6'6", to tip it up as we are set to go tonight here from Marion. Non-conference basketball, and Waverly Shellrock wins the tap, and we're underway. Hogan Hansen, 6'3 point guard against the man-to-man defense for the Marion Indians. Davis over in the near corner. They dump it down to the baseline in front of us to Newsom. And it's going to be Hodges on Newsom, giving up a little bit of height there.
Yep.
Baseline drive. Here's Farmer. Jump stop and puts it up no good. Weak side Newsom, offensive rebound. He'll spin. Puts up the fall away. That's too strong.
Couldn't get it.
And finally, Marion with a rebound.
Frank pushing it ahead to Hodges.
Little stop and go move and cut off by the Waverly Shellrock man-to-man. Wagner on the block down low to Unson. It'll be him and Newsom going at it. Malby tried to go between the legs, lost it for a moment, and there's Davis on it.
Yep, that's our guy.
As we kind of figured it would be.
He is hugging up on Malby, not giving him much room to breathe.
Hodges to Brayson. They'll clear it out for him. Going to go one-on-one. Driving a kick to the corner. Marion will set it back up. Good defense by Waverly Shellrock.
Solid as always.
But they get it inside, and Wagner went around Burks and got the layup.
Beautiful spin move to the left by
Wagner.
By Wagner.
And it's 2-0. Burks inside. Posting up. Got doubled. Kicked it outside. Open three-pointer up and good. And I would imagine that's why Farmer's shooting 50%.
Yeah. Little inside out like we talked about at the top of the show. Beautiful shot there.
WSR sets a lot of ball screens.
They do. They run a continuity set where they're continually setting side ball screens.
3-2 on the dribble drive. Frank, they work the weave. Left of the lane, looking for some help is Unson. Got it out to Lauby. Puts it on the floor, a little shake and bake move. Now tries to spin.
Ooh.
And travel.
Just got a little bit impatient there. Lauby did. Wanted to try to get to the hole, and Waverly did a good job walling him off, caused the travel.
Yeah, there was a lot of traffic down there, too.
Yep. A lot of congestion.
3-2, Waverly Shell Rock. Frank will pick up Hansen. Newsom in the high post, holds it left of the key. Now they reverse it over to Hansen. Nice screen and roll to Burks, and he got the layup.
Beautiful, beautiful play there. He slipped the side ball screen straight to the rim for the lay-in.
5-2, Waverly Shell Rock. So we played a little bit over 2 minutes here in the ball game, and now we've got an offensive foul on Marion.
Oof.
Can they get Wagner?
I think so.
No, I think they got Lauby. No,
Gage Frank.
We were both wrong. Turnover number two on the Indians, and the first foul on Gage Frank.
I know Coach Steggy was excited to be playing Marion tonight because they're a man-to-man team. He said they've been seeing a lot of zone up until tonight.
Turnover on the go. Hawks crossover dribble by Frank and cut off there by Hansen. Hansen between the circles. Lobby coming off the screen. Couldn't get away from Farmer this time, who's on him on the switch. There's Marion, little pick and roll, but the pass too tall from Frank to Wagner.
Good idea there by Frank. Like you said, it was just a little too tall.
And the Indians will go to the bench and bring in real good sophomore Alex Mota.
He is a skilled and gifted athlete. Had a big game against Kennedy, I think with 17 or 19 points.
6'1 sophomore. Quarterback of the football team here for Marion. Inside, Newsom on the left block, posting up. Two-man game with Farmer. He'll circle it right. Now they set it up with Hansen. Far corner. Baseline drive by Davis. Probably not going to shoot a whole lot.
No. He's out there to move the ball.
Here's Farmer. Step back three-pointer. Back iron and all Marion to get the rebound.
Great defensive pressure there by Mota on the closeout.
Here's Lauby. Little jab step. He'll go baseline. Stops at 10. Looking for some help. And had a shot rejected by Perks. And it goes out of bounds. It will stay with the Indians. Wow.
That was quite a block. Just a big eraser back there underneath the hoop and Burks.
Makes your defense a whole lot better, doesn't it?
It does. You can get out in pressure, and it's okay if you guess you give up a drive-by every now and then when you got him at the back end of your defense.
Brady Ramker will come in, a 5'11 senior, and Kaiser Luck will come in, a 6'1 junior for Waverly Shellrock. Frank, pull up from 10 won't go. And Luck the rebound for WSR. 5-2, baseline drive all the way. Little floater won't go, but Burks the offensive rebound. Back to Farmer, fake, steps in, 17-footer right through.
Farmer with a little shot fake, lifted Mota, and went into a one-dribble pull-up going to his left. Beautiful shot.
Mota got caught in the paratroopers club that time. Took it inside, forced up the shot, missed it. Burks the rebound, Farmer. Long pass up ahead to Jacob Cruz. He's in the lineup now for Waverly Shell Rock.
Going deep into the bench early.
They'll go about 10 deep. They work that triangle right. Now they reverse it. Burks over into the corner. Back out top to Luck. Hand it back to Cruz now. To Farmer. An open three on the way. That's good.
Man.
Timeout, Marion.
Confident shooter. He's got a pure stroke, Scott.
It'll be a 30-second timeout taken by the Indians and a 10-0 run right now by the Gohawks.
Yeah, Marion just has to get reorganized here, settle in. This Waverly pressure that they put on you, until you see it in the flesh, it'll catch you off guard.
So far, in 4 minutes and 25 seconds, been really impressed both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I mean, like we talked about it in the pregame, one of the best coach teams in the state. They've got just a winning culture up there. Whatever they do, these kids go from sport to sport and have a high level of success, and a lot of that goes into the quality of the coaching staff that they have in place, particularly on the basketball program with Coach Steggy and his guys.
So it'll be Marion bringing it up. Bodie Ray into the ballgame for the Marion Indians for the first time. He's a 6'4 junior. Wagner to the bench. Here's Lauby in the far corner. Need to get him going.
They do.
Circles left. Gets it over to Frank. Two-person game. Uses a ball screen. Puts it on the floor. Starts to drive. Leaves it for Frank. Tough three. It's going to be an air ball, and it comes down in the hands of Farmer.
Tough shot.
Kind of forced it a little bit.
Into that side ball screen continuity again. Waverly's been consistent with that early.
Cruzy now to Farmer. Outside the arc right side. Skip pass over the top. Cruzy starts to drive baseline. Cut off by Gage Frank. Damian played at WSR's tempo. Here's a three, no good, and it goes over the top of the backboard. Hits the support.
Little heat check.
Just to make sure he's human, right?
That's right.
For that Farmer.
Is, man.
Hunson to bring it up with Lauby.
And double high ball screen.
Trying to get Lauby something going. Driving a kick to Unson. He's cut off as he goes baseline. Back out front. Lauby, spin move left of the lane. Got doubled.
They're helping early on Lauby. Anytime he puts it on the floor, they're Waverly sitting in the gaps on defense. And just coming. Waiting on him.
Lauby on the drive. Takes it in and got fouled. Got away that time.
He did. He had, ran a nice curl cut into the middle of the lane off the down screen and was able to draw contact and get to the free throw line here.
Cruzy on the foul, his first, and free throws coming up for Lauby and Marion. Good free throw shooting team is Marion.
I think Lauby's 81%.
Yep. What else would you expect?
Yeah.
The third one to go through the Marion school system. Of course, Nia, who's here tonight, and Kaba up at UNI.
Mm-hmm. Very impressive family, just good quality people besides being very talented basketball players.
And both free throws, did he hit them both?
He did.
That's what I thought. And it should be 10-4, not 10-3. There it goes.
It's the home scorekeeper. He's supposed to help you out, if anything.
Hanson puts it on the floor. Nice spin move, drives in off balance, and traveled.
Got a little out of control, got sped up, and shuffled the feet.
Well, the Indians only down 6 here.
It'd be huge to get a bucket here.
2:05 to play here in the first quarter. Lauby will walk it up.
Going to go up back to that double high ball screen.
Rampter picks him up behind the back with a dribble. Nice crossover, drive, and a kick to the corner. Here's the three. No good by Hodges. Rebound, Rampter tipped it, but Marion gets it with Moda. They try the cross-court pass, too tall out of bounds.
Tough one there. Moda rifled a overhead pass to the other side, and it was just too tall for Hodges.
The quarterback a little high on that one.
Yeah, threw a Patrick Mahomes bullet.
10-4. Thank you for the Patrick Mahomes. Newsom, no-look bounce pass to Luck, spinning in the lane, puts up the follow-away and right through from about 8.
Pretty good D, I thought. Just better offense.
Luck's first two, 12-4, Waverly-Shellrock, 90 seconds to play first quarter. Clear out for Hodges. A little shake-and-bake move. Ray gets it over on the right side to Frank. Lauby had to go get it, and over to Moda. Puts it on the floor. He starts to drive, and a blocking foul going to be called on Luck.
Good aggressive take there by Moda. I think he's a guy that can certainly create some opportunities, not only for himself, before his teammates with some dribble penetration.
Burks
got a quick first step.
Burks and Davis back in for Waverly Shellrock. Wagner will come in for Marion. Ryan Paulson into the Indian lineup. 5'10 senior.
Paulson, kind of a glue guy, kind of does everything pretty well. Solid defensive player, high IQ kid. I know Coach Mesley thinks very highly of him as a role player.
Jackson Kirsch into the game as well, number 32. He's a sophomore. And usually gets about 5 quarters a night.
Okay.
Inside Wagner, posting up, got cut off by Burks. Up top to Kirsch, and he saves it at the center circle. The big red M out there.
The big red M. The block M.
Lauby trying to free himself. We're under a minute to play. Bounce pass inside. Wagner posting up. Wagner takes his man inside, reverses it up, and good.
Wagner with a pretty move, spun baseline, dribbled under the other side for the reverse layup. They got to keep going to him.
Yeah, he looks like he's got a little bit of a quickness advantage.
Yeah, he does.
Cruzy to Newsom. Looking inside, instead up top. Hits it over to Hanson. Has it right of the circle. Crossover dribble to Burks as we're down to 23 seconds. Waverly Shellrock just might go for one here.
Yeah, it looks like that's exactly what they're going to do.
Here's Newsom. Baseline drive. Got it to Cruzy. Cut off. Pull it pass up top. 10 seconds to play. Burks holds it there in the high post. Newsom, jab step with 7, over to Cruzy. Cruzy with 4 seconds. Somebody's going to have to get the shot off. And a fall away deep 3. No good by Davis.
Good defensive stand there by the Indians to close the quarter.
After 1, Waverly Shellrock 12 and Marion 6. Back with the second quarter in a minute. This is boys high school basketball on KGYM Sports.
Hey, Eastern Iowa. Santa Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. I cooked up the perfect way to beat the 2020 blues and put your holiday spirit into high gear. Right now, when you deck your driveway with a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, we will donate $250 to one of five charities on your behalf. Is your current car less reliable than a reindeer, or is it giving you a resting Grinch face? Dump that sled. Are your payments too high? Dump that sled and get a lot more than Kelley Blue Book value depending on the price of the car you choose. So you can jingle all the way home in a nicer, newer car. Don't get Scrooged by past credit mishaps. My elves are working around the clock to help get you approved. So if your old car has tinsel and a tangle, dump that old sled and get a lot more than it's worth. But hurry, this deal absolutely ends at the end of the month. See all the magic at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Vehicle purchase price determines actual trade allowance. Ends 12/31/2020.
Scott Unash and Ryan Lersman back with you here from Marion. 12-6 lead for Waverly Shell Rock. They went on a 10-0 run in that early stage of the ball game.
Yeah, just had that one big run there to start the game. Got the Indians behind the eight ball there for a little bit, but had a couple good possessions. Lauby got to the line once and got a couple free throws to drop. So they've cut this lead in half, and they start with the ball here.
Cut this thing in half. Here's Mona. As we'll set the lineups, Hodges in there. Frank puts it on the floor, got doubled. Paulson in there. Lauby getting a little bit of a breather right now. Hodges going one-on-one. Drives. Davis cuts him off. Passes to the wing. Is tipped out of bounds by Newsom.
Marion showing a little ball screen continuity offense as well there, that possession with Lauby out. Give the guys a little more structure to play within.
Burks and Hansen, Farmer, Davis, and Newsom in there for Nate Stege and Waverly Shellrock. Mota, nice spin move. Kick to the wing. Three won't go. It's short by Frank, and Newsom the rebound. It's a good look, though.
It was. All set up by Moda's penetration.
Davis baseline drive. Got caught underneath, tried to reverse it, and got fouled by Wagner.
Yeah, yeah, got bailed out.
Yeah, I think you might just want to let Davis have that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was going to be a very difficult reverse layup for him to try to complete.
Waverly Shellrock, 61% free throw shooting team, and they get the first one here with Davis. Only 2 points a game for Elijah Davis, but he is a good free throw shooter at 75%.
Mm-hmm. Second one good.
Got them both. 14-6, Waverly Shellrock by 8. Mota out at the left point as Lowy's going to get ready to come right back in. Paulson to Frank. Lob pass outside the arc. They work it over to Mota. Newsom on him. Couple good footballers right there.
Oh, yeah. Guys that'll probably be playing college football at some level.
Hodges got doubled in the paint. Burks took it away. That's already 5 turnovers on Marion. Hansen, nice feed inside.
Good,
they doubled down on Burks. Paulson took it away.
Paulson, very heady defensive play there on the quick double down.
Behind the screen, high-reaching jumper from 15 won't go by Frank. Out of bounds, and it'll be Gohawk ball.
Yeah, the thing about Waverly, they make you earn everything. Indians are just having a difficult time getting any open looks.
Bodie Ray back in as Wagner takes a seat and lobby in for Paulson. Only about a 90-second breather for Brayson Lauby.
Indians staying man-to-man.
Davis, nice head and shoulder fake, drives in, and a blocking foul on Mota.
If Mota was there, he just, for whatever reason, turned his body to the side instead of squaring up.
Yeah, and that's why he got the block.
Mm-hmm.
So free throws for Davis, who was just there a moment ago and was 2 for 2. This one is no good.
Getting bonus points from him. Like you said, he's not really much of a scorer.
14-6. Seems like Coach Stege always has one of these guys as he missed them both.
Yeah. Yep, always has great role players.
14-6.
They're usually really tough.
Yes, they are. Lauby and Frank playing catch with it outside the arc. Working up top to Ray. Now to Mota as they reverse it. Coming off the screen, Lauby. Turnaround shot, rimming, no. Rebound, it goes out of bounds. Going to go to Waverly Shellrock.
Wowby got a pretty good look there coming off another down screen, curled into the lane on the right side. And just Burks did a good job closing out last minute and caused him to miss it.
Low scoring ball game here. Ooh, Davis nearly walked with it. Got it to Burks.
This is definitely at Waverly's preferred tempo right now.
Top of the key. Burks holds it right there on the hand back to Farmer. Back it comes. Hansen puts it on the floor. Tries to free himself. Nice hook pass down to the block. They double on Burks. Back to Hansen. Steps back. Three-pointer. Ring it up.
Good looking shot from Hansen. Again off of a kick out from Burks.
17-6 lead for Waverly Shellrock. Cohawks by 11. Frank stop and go move. Takes it right at the big guy and got the layup.
Really strong drive there by Frank. He used a high ball screen up at the top of the key. Drove hard around it to the right and scooped it in.
First two. He's got two. Lowy only with two free throws. That's it. 17-8. Jump pass to the corner. Davis for three. That won't go. And the rebound. And we got a tied ball.
Possession to the Gohawks here.
Boy, a couple of Indians fought for it and allowed Burks to get in there.
Yeah. Just stuck his nose right in there and tied him up. See what they run here on the under out of bounds play.
Luke Sunson will come in from Marion.
This is KZIA HD 3 and 4, Cedar Rapids. You're listening to KGYM Sports Radio.
Burks. Back out top, Davis, three-pointer, so good.
Exclusively on ESPN Plus,
tonight,
UFC
Davis
257,
so
Saturday, January
23rd,
the notorious right Conor McGregor there, returns.
He's got five, it's 20-8. 4:43 to play. Bota, stop and go move, takes it inside, little teardrop won't go.
Stop Conor.
And rebound to the Gohawks.
UFC 257, McGregor Poirier.
Gohawks definitely in control here early with the tempo.
4.5 to play here in the first half. Driving in, finger roll won't go that time.
Tough shot.
And Frank the rebound. Outlet to Unson on the right-hand boards. Gets it inside to Ray. Pump fake. Got a shot blocked.
Had the right idea just getting him up in the air, but Burks didn't bite on the pump fake.
Yeah, if you're going to... Pump fake was fine.
Yeah.
You got to go up strong then. Burks high post. Gets the screen for Newsom. Double high post offense. And the bullet pass caught by Davis. Puts it on the floor. Drives to Newsom. 10-footer up. That rims out. No good.
Over, let's push it ahead.
Over halfway here in quarter number two. Pull-up jumper by Ray. No good. Waverly Shellrock rebound in a 30-second timeout for the Gohawks.
Three new Gohawks getting ready to come into the game. Get, as soon as we can see them, get their names to you.
Wanted to get some breathers in, mm-hmm. Coach Stege did.
Yep, and I'm sure he's drawing up a special here, up one of their go-to plays to try to break this thing open even more.
20-8, and tell you, Waverly Shellrock has clamped down on Brayson Lobby.
They have. Life has been very difficult for him early here on the offensive end. He's the guy, you know, even as just a sophomore that he's at the top of everybody's scouting report as the identified marked man to stop. And so far, the Gohawks are doing a great job on him.
Cruzy and Luck in along with Brady Ramker for Waverly Shellrock. And staying in there will be Burks along with Farmer. 12-point Waverly Shellrock lead. Cruzy on the drive. Spins free throw line, cut off there. Man-to-man defense for Marion. Cruising to Luck. He'll take it into the lane, hooks the pass. They go back cross court. Farmer fakes, steps in, open 10-footer right through. His second time he's done that.
Yeah, he has a really nice little shot fake and an excellent pull-up jump shot.
10 for Keaton Farmer, 22-8. Moda will try the three, in and out. Rebound back tapped, picked up by Marion. Hodges, turnaround shot, no, and Farmer the rebound.
Gohawks pushing it a little bit here in transition.
Circling into the lane, getting doubled was Ramker, and a reach foul on the Indians.
Moda picked it up.
That'll be his second. First player on either team with two. Only the fourth team foul in the ball game.
Yeah, pretty clean game so far.
Farmer coming off the screen. Little ball screen this time. Couldn't get it off. Got it to Burks. Push pass over in the corner now to Rampker. Marion overplaying everything right now.
Ooh.
In the passing lane, ball tipped away by Mota.
Good hustle by Hodges.
And he got it. He's going to get the layup.
Indians needed that one badly. Nice to see some aggressive defense leading to an easy run-out layup.
22-10. I wouldn't mind seeing Marion maybe running a little bit of pressure.
Yeah. It'd be good to just speed up the Gohawks because right now they're too comfortable.
Off-balance shot good by Farmer, and he's got an even dozen.
He is a nice-looking player. Finished with the left hand there. Coming off of a jump stop.
30-second timeout for Marion. 24-10 in favor of Waverly Shell Rock. With 2:10 to play here in the half. Man, that Farmer.
He is a nice player. Very smooth. Under control. Good size, too. Is he 6'1", 6'2"?
Yeah, 6'1", but boy, he looks a little bit bigger than that.
He does, he does. He's got long arms.
Hansen's
pretty bouncy.
6'3 out there. Burke 6'7". Then again, Newsom doing little things at 6'3 to help out. They play three games here today, and usually in the WOMAC. The ninth grade freshman game, Marion won that, and then Waverly Shell Rock won the soft JV game, 54-44.
Lowby bringing it up.
And one of our officials wanted to thank his wife. Lowby pull up three off the right side, and Newsom flies in to get the rebound. He had a little pant malfunction, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Into the lane, and before the shot, they're going to get an offensive foul, I think, an illegal screen on Waverly Shellrock.
Kind of a cheap one, but he definitely did it. He shoved off.
Hogan Hansen's first. And the third on Waverly Shellrock. 24-10, Gohawks with the lead. Under two to play in a low-scoring first half. Cross court, Hodges off the clear out. Starts a drive, in all the way, scoops it up, no.
Pretty move by Hodges, just couldn't get it to drop.
Lead pass, nice catch in traffic. Newsom spinning off the glass and good with the height advantage.
Tough finish by Newsom. Did a nice reverse pivot to square up and finish that one.
26-10, biggest lead of the ball game for Waverly Shellrock. Here's Lauby in the right wing, puts it on the floor. Nice spin move, and got a foul on the Indians.
Calling for a shove?
Yep, must have. Off arm.
Tough call, very tough call.
Team foul number 5 and the first on Brayson Lauby. 26-10, they're going to clear it out. Farmer inside, puts up the follow-in, got it. There's not a whole lot this team doesn't do well.
No, they are really impressive so far.
28-10, yeah, that was Hansen, not Farmer. I beg your pardon. Putting on the floor on the drive, getting loose and laying it in was Unson as he went right baseline.
Good aggressive take there by Unson.
28-12, 40 seconds to play in the half.
See if they hold for one.
I wouldn't be shocked.
No.
16-point lead right now for the Gohawks. Cruzy in front court, near side hash, gets it back now to Hansen.
Looks like that's exactly what they're going to do. Take the final shot here of the first half.
17 seconds. Rampker with 12. Got it over to Cruzy, working on Ryan Paulson. Hook pass, high post. Newsom, they'll clear it out. He'll drive into the lane, got cut off. Back to the corner, open three-pointer is an air ball, and the outlet pass tipped, and that's the end of the half. Waverly Shellrock with the 16-point lead at the break. It's Waverly Shellrock 28 and Marion 12. We'll come back, talk halftime with you after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYM.
College football, it's the game you wake up early on Saturdays for. Even though kickoff isn't until 7. The game where the Goodyear blimp becomes a Hall of Famer. The game that goes just beyond school, spirit, fandom, or love of the sport. It's the game where the comebacks happen. It's the game where anything can and will happen. As long as you have the drive. Because college football is the game that moves you. We get it because it moves us too. Goodyear, more driven.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
Free shipping is great. Free shipping, no minimum? That's that Walmart Plus magic for your holiday. Get all your last-minute shopping done with free next-day or two-day shipping on a huge selection of eligible items from Walmart.com. With no order minimum, free shipping means the freedom to click that order button to your heart's content. Just another added benefit to your membership. Maybe that's why it's called Walmart Plus. Start your 15-day trial today at walmart.com/plus. See membership details. Restrictions apply.
Geico presents Left Brain versus Right Brain.
You know, we should switch to Geico.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, buddy.
We could save hundreds of dollars a year on car insurance.
Ooh, with that kind of scratch, we can get the band back together for a reunion tour.
A, we were never in a band. B, Glenn let us play the tambourine on stage one time. And C, we will, however, put that savings towards a new interview suit.
Look what I found. Huh? Still got it.
Oh, no.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You don't. Back with you here at Marion. We are at halftime of this non-conference boys game and our score at the break. Number 5, Waverly Shellrock, showing exactly why they are number 5 rated in Class 3A as they lead the Marion Indians 28-12. And Waverly Shellrock, kind of what we anticipated. Very good execution and just a very well-coached team that does their stuff very well.
Yeah, probably a deeper team this year than I think we were realizing looking into this matchup ahead of time. They did a great job on the boards. The Indians, a lot of the time, it was just one shot and they were done. And Waverly showed great patience. Then on the offensive end, playing through Burks a lot in the post, he was able to draw a double team a couple times. And then he found the shooters and Farmer and Hansen, and just what we were expecting from Waverly is a disciplined, well-coached, hard-nosed, very tough, smart basketball team, and that's just what we got there in the first half.
Halftime scoring looks like this for Waverly Shellrock. Keaton Farmer leading the way, the 6'1 junior, 12 points. He's hit 2 threes. He's had 3 2-point goals. Yeah, he's scoring in every fashion so far.
Yeah, just a really solid all-around player. Good handles, good three-point shot, good pull-up jumper. Just a savvy-looking player. If he keeps playing like this, he could be an all-stater in 3A.
Hogan Hansen, three-year starter. He's got 5 points on 2 field goals, one of those a 3. Elijah Davis got the start, and he has 5 points, and he's been a thorn in the side of Brayson Laube so far.
Yeah, he's been really working hard on the defensive end, just not giving Laube much room to breathe at all, and it's been a big, big key for them. Great change in the lineup by Coach Steggy, inserting him in to be the defensive stopper on Laube.
And 2 points apiece for Caleb Burks, Asa Newsom, and Kaiser Luck off the bench with 2. Marion being led by Garrett Wagner with 4, and then 4 players with 2 points apiece. Lucas Unson, Gage Frank, Cale Hodges, and as we mentioned, Brayson Laube coming into the game, 17.5 points a game, only 2, and those were on free throws.
They were, and he got a couple good looks, or at least, I guess, decent looks coming off those down screens. I'd like to see them screen a little bit more for Brayson. He's got to do his job. Work hard to set his guy up and get shoulder to shoulder to try and then make the proper read and proper cut to get open.
The turnovers, 5 in the first half for Waverly Shellrock, 6 for Marion in the first half. The bench scoring 2-0 in favor of WSR. Marion 2-for-2 from the free throw line. That's been it. Two out of four for Waverly Shellrock, and Marion does not have a three-pointer in this game for a team that came in shooting 40% from three-point range, and they've launched a bunch of them this year.
Yeah, they have, and right now they're not dropping, and again, a credit goes to Waverly Shellrock and their suffocating half-court man-to-man defense.
Yeah, Marion's not even getting a lot of them off either.
No, they aren't. I mean, they're all contested. Lauby hasn't had a really good look yet, as well as Moda and the other guys, Frank. They're going to have to do a better job, I think, with their screening and player movement. You're not going to get anything easy against a Waverly team on the offensive end. So you've got to screen hard. You've got to cut hard. You've got to be a little bit tougher playing a team like this than even the good teams that you play in the WOMAC.
Yeah, and it didn't take the GoHawks long to get out of the locker room. Not much more than needs to be said.
No, they're definitely taking after their coach and his personality and playing with an edge and a swagger that they've historically always played with.
Yep. 28-12 and halftime. It's Waverly Shellrock on top of the Marion Indians. We got more basketball. One more before the break coming your way tomorrow night for us. It will be girls basketball. We'll be over at Ron Thillen Gymnasium. You know where that's at.
Familiar with that place.
As it will be Cedar Rapids, Washington, and Cedar Rapids, Xavier going at it in Mississippi Valley Conference girls basketball. Wash and Marion are playing girls tonight. 28-22 was the last score I saw. In the second quarter with Wash out in front.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
That would be a good one. And so we'll have that tomorrow night. And then on 106.3 FM tomorrow evening, it'll be a River Valley Conference doubleheader as it'll be Iowa City Regina taking on Bellevue girls games for bragging rights going into the break because both those teams on top of their respective divisions, North and South, in the River Valley Conference. So that'll be tomorrow night. That's just ahead of 6 o'clock with the pregame show for that one on 106.3. We'll be on the air at about 7:15 tomorrow night from over at Xavier. We'll take a break. 2-minute timeout to come back. 28-12. Waverly Shellrock ahead of Marion here at halftime. Back to Marion after this 2-minute break on KGYM.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just cover shipping and handling, and a free bottle will be conveniently shipped to your door. No strings attached and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-491-5123. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-491-5123. Agents are standing by to take your call for this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-491-5123. 1-800-491-5123.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
The girls basketball pre-holiday schedule closes out with an NBC and Metro matchup Tuesday on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join me Tuesday at 7:15 on 107.5 FM, the KGYM radio app and stream as Class 5A number 12 Washington goes up against Xavier. The unbeaten Warriors take on the Saints in a matchup of teams expected to fight for division titles. That's girls NBC basketball number 12 Washington and Xavier Tuesday night at 7:15 on 107.5 FM, KGYM. Back with you here at halftime. Both teams getting ready to head to the benches here for the third quarter. 28-12, Waverly-Shellrock out to a 16-point lead. And you got to cut into that if you're Marion quickly.
Yeah, this first 3 minutes of the second half are going to be crucial for the Indians. If they're not careful, this could really get away from them in a big way. Like we mentioned during the halftime report, they've got to show a little bit more discipline and crispness with their execution on the offensive end to try to muster up some decent looks for a change.
See if they can find some ways to get Brayson Laube open.
Yep, absolutely. They need to run some sets for him and try to get him going, because besides being a heck of a scorer, he's a pretty good facilitator too once he gets people running out at him, trying to close him out and make him put it on the deck.
Unson, along with Frank, Hodges, Laube, and Wagner, the five for Pete Messerly. And for Waverly-Shellrock, Davis out there along with Hansen, Newsom, Burks, and Farmer. Marion Ball to start quarter three as we're underway. Indians will go to the bucket right in front of us here in the corner. Indians work it down on the baseline. Frank backing his way in. Little hook, no good on the runner, and the rebound out of there to Hansen.
Really nice move. Just kind of pulled the string on that hook shot. Came up short.
I think they're all kind of anticipating where Burks is.
They are.
Here's Hansen down low. Got it to Burks. 6'7 post.
With extremely long arms.
Don't need him to score a whole lot, but I would imagine he gets a lot of garbage. And
yep, second chance points.
And he tried a little pick and roll to him, and the pass tipped out of bounds by Wagner. It'll stay Gohawk ball. So, haven't had too many out-of-bounds plays tonight.
We haven't, no.
Waverly-Shellrock putting it in front court left of the glass. Oh, bullet pass down low, losing it was Farmer. It got doubled. And now kicks it to Newsom. They'll set it up. Baseline drive in all the way. Jump stop layup good by Farmer, counting a foul.
Tough play by Farmer. Drove baseline, got around Laube, came to a jump stop, took the contact, and he's got the and one opportunity.
And Wagner picks up his second foul. 14 now for Keaton Farmer. Average is 16. 70% free thrower, but missed that one. 30-12, 18-point Waverly-Shellrock lead. Laube holds it high over his head. They reverse it over to Frank now in the right wing. Hodges.
Screen the screener for Laube.
Trying to get him open. Sets the screen. Back it comes. Brayson all alone on the near side wing. Puts it on the floor. Back it comes to Wagner. Is Marion being patient on this offensive end? Hudson with Newsom playing off of him.
Bates nice take.
Drive in, and then Burks came out of nowhere to block Frank's shot.
He caught that at its peak and just pinned it off the glass.
Farmer, nice entry feed down low. Burks posting up against a double. Back to Farmer. Three is off the left side. No good. And the rebound to Frank. Lead pass Hudson. One-on-one all the way in. High off the glass and good.
Nice take. The Indians needed that bucket in a bad way. Hopefully it settles them down here and they can get a little run of their own started.
30-14, jump pass. Now they get it to Burks. Down low, posting up on Wagner. Newsom a high catch on the drive. Double pump runner, good.
And one.
And a block on Hodges.
That was close. Excellent athletic play by Newsom. Hanging in the air.
Started it with a great catch.
He did, it was a heck of a catch. I think could have been in your lap, Scott, if he didn't catch it.
56% from the foul stripe. Can't get that one to go, and it remains an 18-point lead. 32-14, 5:50 to play here in the third. Pick and roll from Marion. Ball tipped away. Burks tried for the save, couldn't do it.
Great hustle by Burks there. He almost ran that one down.
Does he look 6'7"? I'm going to call,
I'd say maybe 6'6".
Yeah, but long arms. Yeah. Laube coming off the screen for 3-0, and the rebound to Farmer.
Took a shot to the face there, Farmer did.
Yeah, looks like he's going to be okay, though. no-look pass inside. Oh, Burks tipped it, got it back, got it to Davis. Up and under, now out to Newsom. He got away with a little shuffle.
Yeah.
Setting the puppies there. Pass inside, tipped out of bounds by Wagner. Trying that little shovel from out top to Burks.
Yeah. Burks, numerous times tonight, doesn't even get out there all the way to set the ball screen. He's just slipping early. Must have been something that they saw in scouting with how Marion defends the screen and roll.
Polson and Moda in, and there's the alley-oop off the out-of-bounds, and Burks lays it in.
Beautiful play by Coach Steggy.
34-14, 20-point lead. Polson, far corner, works it to Moda. Moda, spin move down low. Hangs got cut off. And got it out of there to Hunson. And Newsom just playing really good defense. Lobby drive, stops, pops, and hits.
I'd like to see him do more of that, try to drive it into the lane and shoot those floaters and pull up jump shots.
Four for Brayson Lauby. 34-16, Marion still down by a bunch. Cross-court pass, Farmer, three, front iron off. Rebounded by Gage Frank. Spin move, back to the trailer, Unson. One ready to pull the trigger in that three. Here's Frank up top, puts it on the floor, driving a kick out to Moda. Far wing three-pointer, too strong, and the rebound to Burks.
Just, yeah, a little too strong there for Moda.
It's a good look, though.
It was a good look. GoHawks looking to bring three new guys in. They've done a great job keeping their players fresh.
34.
Why their defensive pressure's been so strong the whole time.
Here's Burks, nice pass, and he finishes with a 10-footer up the feet from Hansen.
They are a well-oiled machine for this early in the season.
Timeout, full timeout, going to be taken by the Indians. 3:47 to play, third quarter. It's Waverly Shellrock 36, Marion 16. Back in a minute on KGYM.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We can help you out and get you ready for the colder weather ahead. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination. Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2019.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It could be the end of the world as we know it. Rent Tenant, now available at Redbox. In the not-so-distant future, a secret agent agrees to go on a dangerous, time-bending mission. Using the latest advancements in time travel and human evolution, he changes the present as rival nations vie for global supremacy, ushering in the threat of a third world war that could put an end to life on Earth. Watch Tenet, starring John David Washington and Robert Pattinson, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
3:47 to play, third quarter, and Waverly Shellrock up by 20 over the homestanding Marion Indians, 36-16. See what Pete Messerly talked about during that break.
Yeah, Luck and Cruz check into the game for the GoHawks.
Kick outside, three-pointer, ooh, way off, and Farmer the rebound. They set up Unson for the three and missed it badly. Luck back into the ball game. Cruzy.
But a 1-3-1 zone by the Indians.
Try something different.
Yeah, might as well.
Non-conference game here. Ramker picks up the dribble. Skip pass cross court. Cruzy over in the corner. Plays catch with Farmer. They got Moda out front. Nice steal. Lauby with the steal. Got it over to Moda. Now the Indians need to capitalize. Couldn't do it on the three. Tipped out of bounds. And it's going to be Waverly Shellrock ball.
I like Frank taking that shot. I just thought he should have taken it right away. He hesitated and then shot it after hesitating, and it's awfully hard to make those types of shots when you're second-guessing it.
You never hesitate.
You can't.
You can't do it. Shooter's got to shoot.
Let it fly.
On the drive in the baseline. Luck cut off. Got it to Farmer. A little one-hand floater. Good from the lane. Keaton Farmer.
Really nice player. Very impressed with Farmer tonight and his all-around skill.
Moda, quick three. Back iron, no. Offensive rebound to Frank. Took a look at Burks and tipped it back out. Lauby on the drive, and he got pushed. As Brady Ramker got the foul. His first of the half. And been a well-officiated game. These guys do a lot of Valley games.
Yep. Recognize all three of these officials. They do a nice job.
Hodges for Moda in the lineup for the Indians. So you know when you get there, you're probably going to get to be a little bit more physical.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And get it inside to Frank. Little leaner, no good. Or make that Unson. Got it back. Kicked it out to Lauby for three. No. But they got the foul.
Shoot three.
Ramker got him on the arm, they said. And Brayson Lauby to the free throw line for three free throws.
81% shooter. About the last guy you want to foul on the Indians.
And puts it up and got the roll. Wash and Xavier tomorrow night in girls basketball from over at Xavier.
It's always a good matchup.
Second one good. Always is. Boys, girls, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
38-18. Wash boys are off to a really good start.
Yeah.
3-1.
We've been able to see them a couple times. They've got a lot of potential. The team that's just going to get better and better as the season progresses with all their youth.
Lauby got all three.
Indians stay in the 1-3-1 zone.
38-19. Luck cut off in the baseline. Out to Ramker. Fakes against that zone. Here's the lob pass down low. Catch by Burks. And before the lay-in, a foul.
Good-looking pass from Hansen.
Third team foul on the Indians. Ryan Paulson got the foul, his first. As Unson will come out of the Indian lineup. Bodie Ray back in. So we come up on two to play here in the third quarter. Ramker over to Cruzy. He'll go crossover, starts a drive, pick and roll underneath. Burks had a block, got it back, and can't get the layup. And the rebound out there to Hodges.
Nice block by Ray.
The blocker got blocked.
Return to sender.
Now we got an offensive foul on Marion.
Moving screen.
They get Paulson?
Yeah. Or no, it was on Hodges.
No, Hodges. Team's fourth. Turnover number seven on the Indians. 38-19 with a minute 38 to play here in the third quarter. Brooks with Paulson trying to guard him out there. 5-10 versus 6-7.
Go Hawks don't need to be in a hurry here. Up 19. They can almost force Marion to come out of this 1-3-1.
Baseline. Cruzy got cut off. Spins it back out. No look bounce in the high post. Little high, low lob pass. Cut off. Now back to Farmer. Or Hansenmaker. They work that triangle. Pass inside. Stolen away by Hodges again.
Good anticipation there by Hodges. Jumping the passing lane.
Ryan Paulson out front. Spin move at the top of the key. And a reach foul called to Waverly Shellrock. Hogan Hansen, second personal. He's got two. Ramker has two for WSR.
Farmer checking back into the game for the Gohawks.
And Newsom. Minute to play here in the third. 38-19, Waverly Shellrock. Marion led, I believe, 2-0, and that was it. And then Waverly Shellrock went on a 10-0 run. Lauby puts it on the floor. Crossover dribble. Starts to drive baseline. Cut off. Back it comes to Hodges for a deep three. No. Ray trying to keep the rebound alive, but tips it to Hansen.
The thing that I've been impressed with Burks is his motor. I mean, he plays really hard and for 6'6", 6'7", moves really well laterally.
38-19. Waverly Shellrock will go for the last shot of the third quarter. 15 seconds, diagonal pass, Burks way out in the corner. Find somebody to get it to, and going to get a timeout. A 30 here.
Yep, going to draw something. Full timeout, he's going to draw something up.
Well, these are the games you try to work on a few things.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's just what Coach Steggy's doing here, a little situational basketball. He's got a play that... maybe a special against this 1-3-1 zone that they've got in. We'll see what it is here if Marion does come out and stay in it.
Non-conference game here, and not that they don't mean anything either, but you can work on some things.
You can. You definitely can.
So 11.1 to go, and Waverly Shellrock going to get a 2-for-1 here because they're going to get the ball to start the fourth quarter too.
Yep. I like the timeout by Coach Steggy. Get this thing up to 21 maybe going into the fourth quarter. And like you said, Scott, it could be a 4-5-0 run here to end the quarter and begin the fourth.
So each team back out on the floor. Going to have the ball at the center line on the near sideline to us. And Hansen will put it in.
Indians do stay in the 1-3-1 zone.
8 seconds to play. Hansen dribbling out top. There's a lob, backdoor alley-oop, kick outside. Cruzy three-pointer got it.
Just like you draw it up, right?
Obviously it was.
Yeah.
So we are through three, and I believe they gave the score to the wrong team. I believe it's 41-19.
Yep, that would be the correct score.
But we'll get it all figured out. We will take a minute break, come back with the fourth quarter after this. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
Hey, Eastern Iowa. Santa Dave Wright here from Dave Wright Nissan Subaru. I cooked up the perfect way to beat the 2020 blues and put your holiday spirit into high gear. Right now, when you deck your driveway with a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, we will donate $250 to one of five charities on your behalf. Is your current car less reliable than a reindeer, or is it giving you a resting Grinch face? Dump that sled. Are your payments too high? Dump that sled and get a lot more than Kelley Blue Book value depending on the price of the car you choose. So you can jingle all the way home in a nicer, newer car. Don't get Scrooged by past credit mishaps. My elves are working around the clock to help get you approved. So if your old car has tinsel and a tangle, dump that old sled and get a lot more than it's worth. But hurry, this deal absolutely ends at the end of the month. See all the magic at DaveWrightAuto.com. That's DaveWrightAuto.com.
Credit requires bank approval. Negative equity may be refinanced. Vehicle purchase price determines actual trade allowance. Ends 12/31/2020.
Final 8 minutes up on the board. And again, the Waverly Shellrock is dominated. Fifth rated in 3A, unbeaten 5-0, 41-19.
No high-low set to start the quarter. Indians did a good job defending it.
Cruzy, you hit that three out to Hansen. His long three for the wing, no good.
That was very deep. Looked like a Jordan Bohannon range.
Baseline drive, little floater, no good. Newsom had the rebound and lost out there to Hodges. Into the lane, back to Hodges. Open three, no good. On the line driver, and Newsom, nicely done. Outlet pass while falling down.
Yeah, another strong athletic play from Newsom.
So you got Hogan Hansen in there, Newsom in there, Farmer, Burks, and Cruzy. So four starters in there.
Indians back into man-to-man defense.
Pass inside, tipped away by Wagner. Burks retrieves it. Back to Cruzy. Fakes, starts to drive, cut off there. Back to the corner. Waverly Shellrock has held it for about 40 seconds.
Showing good patience.
Ooh, they tried a little pick and roll, but Burks wasn't ready for it. Turnover number 8. Hodges and Wagner, Unson. Lobby in there, along with Frank. Wagner has it down on the left block, powers his way in, and got it blocked by Burks.
Wow. Went toe-to-toe with him, and man, got it rejected.
And Waverly Shellrock will not be in any hurry to shoot.
No. Almost nothing but a layup or a kick-out three, wide-open three.
Yeah, I think the threes are done. Hansen, a little jab step. Goes baseline to Burks. Puts it on the floor. Newsom to the corner. Three-pointer, as I say, they're not going to shoot one. Cruzy hits another one.
Lead up to 25. This Gohawks team is clicking on all cylinders tonight.
Closest game I believe they have had was the Xavier game, which was an 11-pointer.
Mm-hmm.
in the first week of the season. Here's Lauby trying to use his screen. He'll put up the fall away and buried it.
That was a nice pull-up shot by Lauby.
Nine, and they've been hard-earned for Grayson Lauby. 44-21, 5:20 to play here in the ball game.
Just like they're sucking the life out of the game right now with their patience on the offensive end here, the Gohawks. Indians may want to look to jump some passing lanes, trap.
Yeah, they've got
anything more aggressive to try to create some turnovers.
Farmer starts a drive. Good defense by Lauby to cut him out. Newsom had it knocked away from behind by Wagner. Turnover number nine. Lauby, little shake and bake move. Puts up the 15-foot floater. Missed it. Rebound out of bounds. And it's going to go to the Gohawks. Ryan Paulson, Alex Moda in, and going to get a timeout taken by Marion. Oh, no, Waverly Shellrock will take it. 4:46 to play in the ball game. WSR 44, Marion 21. Back in a minute. It's on KGYM.
Pretty impressive team.
.44-21 with .446 to play. We'll stay here and talk about it.
That sounds good.
Yeah, very impressive, like you said. This is going to be a team. You take a look at 3A and trying to remember who was number one today. I know Cedar Falls.
Dallas Center Grimes.
Dallas Center Grimes. Cedar Falls took over in 4A, mainly because Waukee has not played. That was the only reason I could see to move Waukee down, but Cedar Falls got a good team as well.
Yeah, they do.
For Coach Schultz up there. But Dallas Center Grimes and Ballard out in Central Iowa.
I think Pella's having a decent
Pella's
year.
Off to an unbeaten start.
Yep.
Always Assumption. A good team. Assumption with Ellis going over there. They're going to be formidable.
They played the Hempstead really tough when Hempstead had Duax, and I think Duax had a big game even that night. And Assumption
is he going to be out for a while?
You know, I haven't heard anything.
Duax?
Is it an injury? Or
I believe so.
Yeah.
A little man pressure being put on now. Waverly Shellrock cracks that. Here's Hansen with the power dribble. Takes it left of the lane to Burks. Pump fake. Spins. Puts up the follow away one-hander and got it. Down on the block.
Really nice little jump hook shot by Burks.
46-21. 4:15 to play. Frank drops the bounce pass inside. Wagner, or make that Ray, turn around high archer and missed everything. Halfway here in the fourth, Waverly Shellrock in control. 46-21.
Spreading it out here.
Driving in, hanging, putting the shot up, no good, Farmer.
Nice block by Moda.
Frank on the other end. Moda to Paulson. Paulson fakes, now goes up with a shot, no, and the rebound out of there to Hansen.
Hansen does do such a nice job for a guard rebound in the basketball. He's got a nose for it.
And he's, as I mentioned, a very good ball handler. Plays point at 6'3 for this team. Newsom drives baseline. He gets cut off by Moda. 3:10 to play. Couple jab steps. Farmer angles left with it. Leaves it for Hansen. Right back it comes to Farmer. He'd have shot that in the first
half. Yeah. I was surprised he didn't pull the trigger there.
Burks goes back door. Newsom backs his way in. Can't get it. Rolls off the front iron and the rebound to the Indians. Crossover. Frank on the drive and Hansen going to get called for the hole.
Nice dribble drive there by Frank.
Only the fourth team foul. Each team has four as Marion will bring Scott Fisher into the game.
Yeah, as you mentioned earlier, Scott, this crew, this officiating crew, is letting them play tonight, which is what you like to see.
But each team respected that. Inside, high arching fall away. Good by Ray.
Beautiful move by Bodie Ray.
First Marion bench points tonight. 46-23. Dump down low. Burks back door. Nice catch by Newsom. Pump fake, and he got everybody in the air. And pick an Indian to call the foul on. I think they got Mota.
Yeah. Mota about jumped over him. Man, he's got some springs.
They will not give him the shooting foul.
Interesting.
And down for Waverly Shellrock.
Just content here to run clock.
Nice crossover. Into the lane. Cruzy. Turn around off the glass. Good. Right of the lane. 10-footer. Tough shot.
He's had a nice game tonight as well for the Gohawks.
Came in averaging 4.5, and he's got 8. 48-23. Mota on the drive. All the way in. Wraparound pass. Nobody was ready for it, and he goes out of bounds.
Good idea by Mota. I'd like to see him be more aggressive like that. I really feel like he can create some opportunities with his ability to penetrate for his teammates.
Mota will take a seat. Nathan Whelan in. 6'1 senior. As Waverly Shellrock will bring Jacob Lord into the ballgame. And Ethan Ryerson.
That's it for Farmer for the night.
Yep. We got 2 minutes and 6 seconds of JV coming up here. Hanson going to stay in there, though. Point guards, it's tough to get them out of there.
It is. You need somebody to keep the team organized.
Ryerson. Hanson, left free throw line extended, holds it there, gets it to Newsom. Newsom on the drive to the basket. Minute 40 to play here in the ballgame. Nice feed down low, posting up, and a foul, as that will send Ryerson to the line.
Nice move by Ryerson. Some more Gohawks looking to check in here, some bench guys.
Ramker will go in, and Grant Halverson will go in. It's a free throw, no good. And now Kate Carpenter will come in. Some good beardage.
I was just thinking the same thing, Scott. I'm jealous. When I grow it out for a few days, it doesn't look any there close to that. That's a thick mane.
It's looking good. Will Schaefer will come in for the Indians. Jaquan Matthews will come in for Marion. And Ryerson will have one more free throw. It's up. Missed him. Whalen's in. Aiden Michaels also in for the Indians in the ballgame with 90 seconds to play. So I think everybody that can play, I think, is going to get to play.
They're getting some run tonight, which is good to see.
These guys work hard in practice as well. Here's a three up and good by Keegan Mesh.
Good looking shot.
And Nate Stege.
Just getting another guy into the game.
Taylor Kelderman will come in for the Gohawks. 1:13 to play in the ballgame. 48-26. Waverly Shellrock jumped out with a 10-0 run and never looked back. High-low pass tipped, intercepted. And then on the floor, Waverly Shellrock gets it back, and the layup is no good.
Good to see the rotational guys up cheering for their teammates here at the end of the game.
50 seconds to play. That three won't go by Halverson. Up court pass comes to Schaefer for Marion. 38 seconds. Mesh for another three. That's no good. And the rebound out of there to Waverly Shellrock. Last 30 seconds of the ball game. They get it down low to Carpenter. The beard won't
shoot. The beard.
Shoot. Fear the beard. Three is good.
Having a blast here tonight, the Gohawk faithful.
Kelderman for three. On the other end, another three. Schaefer got it.
Raining threes in here at the end of the game.
5 seconds to play, and Waverly Shellrock will hold it, and that will do it. Very impressive performance tonight by the Waverly Shell Rock Gohawks.
Methodical, typical, grind it out, make it difficult for you to score in the half court, Waverly Shell Rock type game tonight. Very impressed with this group and how sharp they look this early on in the season.
Final score, Waverly Shell Rock 51, Marion 29. We'll come back with the post game in 2 minutes. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYN.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just cover shipping and handling, and a free bottle will be conveniently shipped to your door. No strings attached and no commitments to buy. Call 1-800-491-5123. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-491-5123. Agents are standing by to take your call for this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-491-5123. 1-800-491-5123.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Girls basketball pre-holiday schedule closes out with an NBC and Metro matchup Tuesday on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join me Tuesday at 7:15 on 107.5 FM, the KGYM radio app and stream, as Class 5A number 12 Washington goes up against Xavier. The unbeaten Warriors take on the Saints in a matchup of teams expected to fight for division titles. That's girls NBC basketball, number 12 Washington and Xavier, Tuesday night at 7:15 on 107.5 FM, KGYM. Back with you on the post-game show from Marion as Waverly Shellrock beats Marion tonight 51-29 to raise their record to 6-0 on the season. Marion drops their third straight, and the Indians now fall to 3-4 and can't hang your head too much because you got to get on the bus and go to Maquoketa. One of the longer trips now
it is in
the Womack for Marion.
Yep. No, it'd be the best thing I think that they can do after a tough loss like this to a very good team. Let's just get back out there and throw it up again and get after it. And this Marion team will be all right. I really like some of the pieces that they have. They've got good guard play, and they just ran into a really well-coached, very strong defensive team tonight, and they'll be better for it. They'll learn from this game.
Yeah, and like you said, sometimes the best tonic is just getting back out on the court and forgetting about it.
Absolutely. Just moving on. Next play is always the most important one. Next game.
The David Mahoney Morning Show.
Is there one person that you consider to be the one that got away?
Message deleted.
No. If you truly love something, set it free. If it comes back to you, it is truly yours.
They come back drunk at like 2 a.m.
The one that got away. No, I'm more involved in like a catch and release program.
The David Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays from 8 to 10. Only on Jim O.T. 107.5 Cedar Rapids.
As well. Jacob Cruzy off the bench with 8. He was a key factor in the ball game tonight.
Yeah, he had a really nice floor game.
This might be college football.
Out in the offensive as well. 8 points for Caleb Burks.
It's college football's bowl season.
Not only 8 points, but had to have
the New Mexico bowl.
Yeah.
Hawaii,
I wonder how
Houston.
Close he was to his average.
Thursday afternoon, starting at 2 o'clock, here on the gym. KGYM.
In a major way. Indians, when they got in the paint, were always looking over the shoulder.
It's a holiday week doubleheader on 106.3 FM.
Also,
join Gary Fickle and Eric Peterson this Tuesday night at 5:50 on 106.3 FM as Iowa City Regina hosts Bellevue in a girl-boy doubleheader. The girls' game is a showdown of division leaders in the River Valley Conference, followed by the boys' game between the Comets and the Regals. That's a girl-boy basketball doubleheader. Bellevue and Iowa City.
Hogan Hansen had 5 points tonight as well for Waverly Shell Rock. And then 3 points for Taylor Kilderman. Had a three toward the end. Good job by that young man. And Kaiser Luck had two. For Marion, no one in double figures tonight for the Indians. Brayson Lauby leading the way with nine. Only two field goals. Was 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. He had to work for everything.
Yeah, they really had him identified as the guy to slow down, and they did a heck of a job tonight making Brayson work for everything that he got.
Yeah,
he
ended up with a team high 9 points tonight. 4 points for Garrett Wagner. Lucas Unson had four.
Just got easier.
3 points for Will Schaefer on a three. Keegan Mesh had a 3-pointer for three. And then Gage Frank with two, Cale Hodges with two, and Bodie Ray also with two. Turnovers, 9 in the ball game for Marion tonight. And Waverly Shellrock had 10 in the ball game. Bench scoring ended up Waverly Shellrock with 13 points off the bench. Marion had 8 points off the bench in the ball game. Waverly Shellrock with 7 threes. They're not a big three-point shooting team, but they had 7 tonight.
And they were quality looks, like we talked about earlier on in the pregame. They played through Burks. I mean, they got him a lot of touches in there. Marion had to double, because if they didn't, he was going to probably get an easy bucket. And they did a nice job kicking it out and swinging it around and finding the open shooter.
And as opposed to that, Marion with only 2 made three-pointers tonight. And Waverly Shellrock clamped down on the outside tonight for the Indians.
Yeah, they had that in their scouting report to take away the three ball and make Marion make tough, contested 2-point shots. And they worked their game plan to perfection.
Yep, so did a good job with that. Free throws, Marion was a perfect 5 of 5 tonight. Waverly Shellrock was 2 of 8 in the ball game, and that's the one thing. If there's an Achilles heel to this team, it is free throw shooting. They're under 60% now as a team.
Yeah, that could come back to bite you later on in the season in tight, closely contested games. So it's something that the GoHawks will have to correct.
Yep, but other than that, this is a pretty darn good basketball team.
It is, and it looked like they were in midseason form tonight. They will be somebody that will certainly be a fixture as a team that could possibly make a run to Des Moines again.
They're not going out of the top 10
anytime soon. I think this is one of their tougher games probably. Their league is not necessarily one of the strongest ones, so they'll probably take care of business night in and night out in that league.
Yeah, they took the crown away from them last year.
They did.
The Northeast Iowa Conference. So.
Yep.
I would imagine Decorah's got another good team, but boy, it's going to be tough to beat these guys.
It is. That'd be certainly a ball game to see. That'll be a good one.
So 51-29, the final score here is Waverly Shellrock gets the victory and closes out our boys' portion of the pre-holiday schedule. Girls basketball tomorrow night as we will be at Xavier. It'll be the Saints and the Washington Warriors tonight. Tomorrow night, I should say. Mississippi Valley Conference basketball for you on the girls' side. Should be a lot of fun, and see if we can see a score on the Wash Marion girls game before we set sail here tonight from Mr. Linder. It's a final. Washington beat Marion 64-47.
Okay, pulled away the second half then.
Yeah, the Warriors now 4-0, and Marion girls 2-4. They struggling a little bit with some injuries right now.
Yeah, I mean, they had such a great run with the Lauby sisters and all the talent that's come through, and it's tough when you have injuries in high school to overcome that. So it'll take time, but they'll figure it out.
That'll be tomorrow night, and that'll be at 7:15 with the pregame on 107.5 FM. 106.3 FM doubleheader tomorrow night between Bellevue and Iowa City Regina. All right, have a happy holiday to you and
you
yours,
too, Scott.
Ryan.
All the best to you, and we'll look to reconnect here in the new year for some more games.
2021 will be better.
It's got to be.
Can't be worse. All right, that's going to wrap things up here tonight. A big thanks to Ben back in the studio. Thanks to everybody for tuning in, and thanks to Mike Manderscheid and everybody for all their hospitality here at Marion High School. We're going to get you back to Monday Night Football here on 107.5 FM. Cincinnati is surprising Pittsburgh right now. at Cincinnati by a score, I believe, last time we looked at 17-0. So we'll get you to that game here on 107.5 FM. For Ryan Lersman, Scott Unash saying so long for Marion. The final score, number 5, Waverly Shellrock 51, the Marion Indians 29. This has been a sports presentation of KGYM.
It'll be a touchback to the 25 for the Cincinnati
All right, thanks,
Bengals,
Ben.
Or they'll have it first and 10 as we pause 10 seconds for stations to identify themselves. Coast to coast and around the world, this is Westwood One, your home for Monday Night Football.
This is KCIA HD3.